Okay, welcome back. We were just talking about Yud Ches Samad Beis. We're going to do today 19a and b of Rosh Hashanah. The last thing we were talking about was this book Megillas Tanis. So we say at the bottom of 18b, Hacha B'maya Skinan, what era are we dealing with? Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. We're talking about when the Beis HaMikdash was still around. Meaning when Beis HaMikdash was still around, we all agree that Megillas Tanis, the contents of it, were still in effect. Again, the contents were things, days you cannot fast on because of celebrations. Now, let's go to 19a. Typically, why would the Chachamim of the second Beis HaMikdash make a new holiday on the third of Tishrei? It would have been enough. That third day of Tishrei was already a holiday because it was the day when Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed. We said, because why would that be a holiday? Because we said above that all the days of sadness would become days of happiness once the second Beis HaMikdash was around. It's as though everything that went wrong before was now going to be rectified. Okay, so why add it, right? Why add more days? So why add more holidays on the third of Tishrei? So Amarav, the reason is, lo nitzracha el aser et shalofonov. They had to make a new holiday so that they would show that you cannot fast the day before the second of Tishrei itself, the day before the second of Tishrei. Meaning, we said, you're not just usher for you to fast on the dates that were listed in the Megillas Tanis, but you're also prohibited from fasting one day before and one day after. So they had to declare the third of Tishrei a brand new festival so people would know not to eat the day before. Not to fast the day before, sorry. Shalafonov Nami. Well, wait a second. About the day before, we don't have to make it usher to fast. Typically, just say, Dehave Yom Shal Acharosh Chodesh. That's the day that's right after Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. So why would they think they could fast? So the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, meaning originally it was that those holidays, the days before and day after, you couldn't fast. Of course you couldn't fast. No, because Rosh Chodesh Daraisa, Udaraisa lo boi chizik. No, since Rosh Chodesh is itself a Daraisa, days that are in the Torah don't need any extra embellishment to make people take care of them more. The holidays of Megillas Tanis were not Midaraisa, so they had to make this sandwich where you couldn't fast before, you couldn't fast after, so people would appreciate it. D'tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Hayomim ha'eila haksuv Megillas Tanis, the days which are written in Megillas Tanis, asurim ben lifneim ben lachreim. It's asur to fast both on the day before and after them. Shabbos is yom tovim, but for Shabbos and Yontif, it's asur to fast on Shabbos and Yontif, but lifneim lachreim mutarim, but it's allowed to fast on the days before and on the days after them. Ma hefresh ben zelazeh, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif versus the days in the Megillas Tanis? Halalu divrei Torah. At the end of the day, Shabbos and Yontif are deraisa, ve'ein divrei Torah tzrich. And things which are in the Torah don't need that extra fortification to remind you to keep it. You're already more sensitive to it. Hallelu divrei sofrim. But the days listed in Megillas Tanis are from the Rabbanan. But divrei chacham and divrei sofrim do need chizik. They do need extra bolstering. Okay. Now, typically, but let it be enough. Dehave le yom shelifnei yom shnerek bo gedaliah ben achikam. So wait a second. Why did you have to make an usher to fast in the second of Tishrei? Let it be enough that it was already the day before the day when Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, and we already heard that negative days were flipped into positive days, which would then tell me that you don't fast the day before. So Amar Ravashi, Gedaliah ben Achikam, Gedivrei Kabbalahu. No, the fast of Gedaliah ben Achikam was a day that was written in the Nevi'im, and days that are written in Nevi'im are closer to the Torah-like element. Vedivrei Kabbalah, Gedivrei Torah Damu, and therefore people might not think that it needs a fortification by fasting, not fasting the day before. Okay, Meisif Rav Tuvi Bar Masna. He wants to attack Megillas Tanis a little bit. Be'esrim Utam Nebe. On the 20th of Adar, Ata Beshursav Tafsal Yehudai. There was good news that came to the Jewish people. Delo Ye'idu Medaraisa. That they wouldn't have to stop learning Torah. Shagozru Malchus Gzera. Because the Romans made a decree. Shalo Yasku B'Torah. V'shalo Yamulu Espinem. They shouldn't learn Torah. They shouldn't circumcise their children. V'shichalu Shemosus. And they should break the Shabbos. So Ma Asu Yehuda Ben Shemeh Mechavera. What did Yehuda Ben Shemua and his entourage do? Holchu V'notlu Eitzem Etronis. They went and took advice from a Roman, a very important woman in the Roman world. Shekol gedolei Roma etzelah, because many of the great Roman, wealthy Romans were by her. Amrlem, she said to him, Bo v'hivgino b'layla, go and cry out, protest at night. Halchu v'hivgino b'layla, they went and made a protest at night. Amr, they said, Ishamayim, by God's sake, lo achichem anachnu, are we not your brothers? Lo b'nei abach, we're from the same father, right? Yishmal, Esav, Yaakov, lo b'nei em achas, are we not from the same mother? How are we different than any other nation that you have under your control? Sha'atem gozrin gezeros, because you make gezeros, aleinu gezeros kashas, you make hard, the decrees against us are harsher than anybody else, ubitlum. And because of that protest at night, the Romans got rid of the decrees. Va'oso hayom asu yontif. And the rabbis made that day, the 28th of Adar, a day, a holiday, where it was usher to fast. Now, v'isal kedai chabotlo Megillas Tanis. Now, if you should think that Megillas Tanis was cancelled, kamay sabotl, then the first ones, those Yom Tovim instituted during the time of the Beis HaMikdash, were cancelled. Achrinaisa Mosifin, and now the Chachamim are adding new ones after the Beis HaMikdash is being destroyed. So if you say these festivals were already there when the Beis HaMikdash was around, that's not possible. Because how Yehuda ben Shmuel to Mishra Meir? Because Yehuda ben Shmuel was a student of Rameir, Rameir Basar Hachiav, Rameir lived a while after that, sometime after that. Meaning we know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed during the life of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. His student was Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Eliezer's student was Rabbi Akiva. Rameir was a student of Rabbi Akiva. So Rameir lived a long time after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Klei Zechucha Shenikvu. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, again, student Rameir, quoting Rameir. A kli zechucha shenichvu, a glass cup that became, had a hole in it and you can't use it. Meaning it was a glass cup that was tameh, and someone made a hole in it in order to reconstitute it so they could make it tahor. Vehetif letochan avar, and then they poured lead into it to fill up the hole to make it useful again. Right? There's a See, if something's tameh, if you break it down and render it useless, it's as though it's starting from scratch all over again. So this is what the person wanted to do. Amar Rav Shem ben Gamliel, Yehuda ben Shmua metame mishum Rameir. Yehuda ben Shmua says it's tame. In the name of Rameir, he said it. Rameir says that tuma always goes after the chelik that holds on to it. Meaning, since the metal thing that is going to make the kli usable, so now it has the status of klimateches, metalware, because it's now contingent upon that metal piece you plugged in there. And therefore, since it's now connected to the metal piece that's put in there, it's going to go back to its old tumah. It's called chozru l'tumoson yeshena. It goes back to its old tumah. So you haven't solved the problem, Rav Meir says. Now let's go to the top of 19b. Now, the Chachamim matarin. The Chachamim say it's going to be tahor in that case. So, at the end of the day, according to the Chachamim, it's not going to be called metal just because you stuck in a metal plug in there. Since at the end of the day it's rov, it's mostly glass, it's going to be considered glass, and therefore it's going to be tahor over here. Okay, that this whole point was just to show you the lineage and who came after who. You see that the 28th of Adar was enacted in the days of Rabbi Yehuda ben Shemua, who lived after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. So you see there were new days added to the Megillas Tanis after the destruction. So that shows you Megillas Tanis was not deleted with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. We're trying to figure out when it stopped being used. So Tanaihi, this point is actually a machlokas Tanaim. The time under the Braisa, Hayamim Ha'elu Haksuv Megillas Tanis, these days that are written in Megillas Tanis, Bem Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, whether at the time when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Bem Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim, Asurim, they're going to be Asur to fast on them. Div Rab Meir, Rab Yossi says, Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim Asurim. When the Beis HaMikdash is around, yes, it's prohibited to fast on them. Why? Because it's a Simcha Hilahim, because that was a time of happiness. Ain Beis HaMikdash Kayim Mutarim, but when the Beis HaMikdash is not around, those days mentioned in Megillas Tanis, it's not that it's canceled, but you can fast in those days. Bipnei She'evolem, because remembering festivities that happen that you can no longer keep can be a sign of mourning. V'hilchasa batlu, but the halacha is that the festivals listed in Megillas Tanis were canceled. V'hilchasa, and the halacha is that they weren't canceled. What? Kashi hilchasa hilchasa. You have now a contradiction on the psak halacha. Lo kashi, it's not a contradiction. Kan Chanukah in Purim, where we said it was not canceled is talking about Chanukah in Purim. But where we said it is canceled is referring to Shar Yomi, is referring to the rest of the holidays themselves. In that sense, Megillas Tanis is canceled. Okay. The problem is that if Purim is like a day in Megillas Tanis, so then you shouldn't be able to fast the day before and the day after. But we fast Tanis Esther. Okay, the Ran deals with that other Rishonim, that was a very particular and special fast built into the holiday itself to augment the holiday. Okay, Al Elul Mipnei Rosh Hashanah. We said the messengers, going back, commenting on our Mishnah, we said messengers go out on Elul because of Rosh Hashanah. But Al Tishrei Mipnei Tikonas HaMoedos. And it's important those messengers for the Beis Din go out because of Tikonas HaMoedos to make sure we get the right times for the holidays. Kevan denafkil hu Elul. But once the messengers went forth for Elul, once they went on Elul, Atishrei lama. Why do they need to go back again on Tishrei? V'chitema dilma abru el nifu. Say the messengers went out because of the Beis Din made Elul. V'am Rav Chinan bar Kanam Rav. So why did Rav Chinan bar Kanam's name Rav? Miyomos Ezra ve'elech lo matzino Elul me'ober. From the days of Ezra and onward, we never see that Elul was a uber, a full extra day. Meaning, since the days of Ezra, Elul always had 29 days. So there's not even a small chance of Elul where it was full 30. So why were Tishrei messengers necessary? So we say, lo matzinu de lo itzrech. We never find it in Elul because it was not necessary to make it full. But huh, itzrech alei. But if it would have been necessary, me'abrin alei. Yeah, you could be sure they would have made it full. So therefore, that's enough of a reason to send out the messengers. There are, we're going to learn later on, there are certain conditions where Beis Din would declare Elul to be full, even though the moon was seen on the 30th day. And that's, for example, to make sure that Yontif doesn't fall preceding or right after a Shabbos or a Friday or Sunday so you can pick the fresh vegetables, or to separate Yom Kippur from the Shabbos so that someone who died could be buried properly. There were many reasons. So the Gemara doesn't like the idea of making Elul full. Why? Because Hamekalkel Rosh Hashanah. By making Elul full, you're going to ruin Rosh Hashanah for people who live far away. Meaning, the people living outside of Yerushalayim were basing their calendar on the fact that Elul is usually a short month. And therefore, by Beis Din making the Elul full, it's going to make everybody else mess up on what's the rest day. So the Gemara says, Mutav tikalkel Rosh Hashanah. It's better that the Rosh Hashanah observance be interrupted, v'lo yitkalkel kulam modos, and not mess up the whole calendar. Dekanami, and reading the Mishnah carefully also bears this kind of pshat. Dekatani al tishrei mipnei tikanas modos, because the Mishnah said they would go out on Tishrei to fix the holidays. It didn't say to make sure Rosh Hashanah was accurate, but to make sure the whole schedule is good. Shema Minah, so you see the Chana, we're more worried about the rest of the calendar. Now, the Mishnah also said that on Kislev Mibnei Chanukah, the messengers go out on Kislev because of Chanukah, Al Adar Mibnei Purim, and on Adar because of Purim. Ve'ilu Nisabra Shana Yotzin Afo Adar Shenei Purim Loktane. But the Mishnah did not say that if the year was an Ibri year after Adar, they would go also at the beginning of the second Adar because of Purim. So that means that our Masnisan, the local Rebbe, our Mishnah does not fit with Rebbe. Detanya, Zundra Raisa, Rebbe Omer, Im Nisabra Shana, if the year was considered already a double Adar after Adar began, Yotzin Afo Adar Shana, yes, they would go out again on the second Adar to figure out the Purim. So what's that machlokas all about? So lema b'hakum ifliyeh. Let us say they're arguing about the following idea. Mar Savar, the Tanavar Mishnah holds, kol mitzvahs ha-noheges b'sheni. Every one of the mitzvahs that apply in the second Adar is going to be noheges b'rishonos, is going to apply in the first. So giving out the matanos levyonim, the gifts to the poor, that'll apply in both. Umar Savar, kol ha-mitzvahs ha-noheges b'sheni, all the mitzvahs apply in the second Adar, will not apply in the first one. Ain't noheges b'rishon. So we say lo. You don't have to say that as the pshat. The kuliyama, because everyone could hold mitzvahs and noheges b'sheni ain't noheges b'rishon. They don't apply in the first Adar, which is the way we paskin. V'hacha b'ibur shanak mifliyeh. The whole machlokus over here is whether or not there is a certain specific amount of days for the first Adar when you add an extra month. Detanya kama ibur shana, because how many days does the first Adar have when it's added for an Ibur year? 30 days. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says no, it's a chodesh, it's a month, which could be either way. It can go either way, and therefore that would be reason enough to send out messengers. Okay. So the Gemara up until now, I just said that, assumed actually that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel meant, when he said the word Chodesh a month, he meant 29 days. So my Shna Shloshim, why is it different according to one who says the first Adar is always 30 days, that you wouldn't send Shlichim? Diyade, because everyone knows that the second Adar is going to begin 31 days after the first Rosh Chodesh. Okay? But if you know the first one is only a month of 29 days, you should know the second Adar is also beginning on the 30th day. Why do I need those second messengers to go out? So Amar of Papa, Manda Amar Chodesh. The one who says a month means Rotza Chodesh, Rotza Shloshim. If the Beis Din wants, it can add a month of 29. If it wants, it can add a month of 30. It has the option. And therefore, that's why you need messengers according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. Okay. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Kahala Kaddish Yerushalayim. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi once brought testimony in the name of the holy community in Yerushalayim. Al Shnei Adarim. He was commenting on the two Adars. Shemekachin Asob Yom Iboreim. We are Mekadesh the Rosh Chodesh of the months that follow them on the Adar's days, meaning on the 30th day of the month. Lemeimer de Chasrin Avdinan. That seems to indicate that we make both Adars short. Malayim of law of dinam, we don't make them full. So la puke midrash from Nachum Archizda. This excludes that which from Nachum Archizda said. Hey, Rabbi Simoi Mishum Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Rabbi Simoi said the name of Chagai Zechariah Malachi. Al Shnei Adarim, two others. Sheim Ratz Lasosim Shnei Malayim Nosim. That if the Beis Din wanted to make them both full, they could do it. Shneihem Chaser Mosim. If they wanted to make them both less, they could do so. Echad Malay. If they wanted to make them Malay. Echad Chaser. Wanted to make them lacking. Ad Sheyavod LeShuk Rosh Chodesh Mazanu. Unless you know through the people coming from Eretz Yisrael that Rosh Chodesh of the second other was set in its time of the 30th day, making it a lacking day. One more piece about Adar. Shalchul l'marukva, they sent to Marukva, Adar hasamach l'nisan l'olam chaser. The Adar next to Nisan is always the one that's the short month. Meisiv Rav Nachman al shnei chadash v'machal Shabbos. About 2 months, the witnesses can break the Shabbos to tell the court they saw the new moon. On Nisan, on Tishrei. Now if you say, bishlama zimna mali zimnim chaser, if you say that Adar is sometimes full, sometimes not full, mishum hachi machalin, that's why I understand you can be... Yeah, Iyamar's Bishlama Zimne Mali Zimne Chasr. That makes sense if you say Adar is sometimes full and sometimes not full. That's why Mishum Hachi Machalalinan. That's why you need to have people go out and break the Shabbos in Nisan so we get our dates right over here, because it's uncertain. But if at the end of the day, we're at the top of 20A, I know we're going a little over, but to try to get the finished idea. But if you say Eli Iyamar L'Olam Chasr, but if you say the Adar is always a deficient month, it's always 29, Amai Machalalinan. What do you got to go out about Nisan for? You know when everything's going to start. So the Gemara says, Mishum de mitzvah lekadesh b'ri'iyah. It's necessary because it's a mitzvah to mekadesh Rosh Chodesh through ri'iyah, through seeing the moon. It's a very special mitzvah itself, and I'll close with explaining this. Pasuk tells us, HaChodesh hazeh lechem Rosh Chodeshim. Hazeh says that the moon should be seen a specific way in order to mekadesh the Chodesh. The witnesses need to see it. There needs to be evidence, visual evidence, in order to declare the new moon. Okay, we'll stop there for today.